Last week, I was on the Missouri State Fairgrounds for the kickoff party for the 2017 Missouri State Fair. A large crowd attended. It was a great time. And while I was there, I visited with the 2016 Missouri State Fair Queen, Lainey Ogle. Today on the KMMO Ag Report, you'll hear part of that interview with Lainey. We are here at the Matheson Exhibition Center. It is the State Fair kickoff party. And I'm with Lainey Ogle, who is our 2016 Missouri State Fair Queen. You've had a busy year, I'm sure. How's it gone for you?
It's gone really great. I've had several opportunities to travel across the state and talk to many different youth groups and promote agriculture, and it's been a great year.
I know I visited with you last year at the Governor's Ham Breakfast and then saw you on several occasions. You had to make appearances as Queen just about every day during the fair at different times, didn't you?
Oh, definitely. Luckily, they gave me a golf cart, so I didn't have to walk from the north end to the south end, but I was busy all day, every day, going to different events all over the fairgrounds, because there's so much that we have going on.
I know that had to be tiring for you, but I'm sure that's an experience you're going to cherish for a lifetime.
Yeah, definitely. You got to meet so many outstanding people and make a lot of good memories.
If you had to pick a highlight of being Queen, could you pick one that maybe stood out above everything else?
Definitely. One stands out in particular. I met this little girl who was 3 years old, and she came up to me and was so excited to see the Queen, and she asked if I would come to her birthday party and ride the roller coaster with her, and I let her try on my crown and everything, and just little moments like that and making the kids smile, it's a great experience.
Oh, I can imagine. That was going to be my next thought here, is that a lot of times you were in some of the livestock barns with the 4-H and FFA kids, but the little kids always looked up to you, and you always seemed to have a crowd around you. They all admired that crown, and I think a lot of the little girls are dreaming someday maybe it could be them. If you had any advice you could give to anyone younger that maybe someday wanted to be a queen for the state fair or otherwise, what would you recommend to them?
I would tell them to just stand up for what they believe and always stand solid in what they think and to always stay true to their opinions and never try to be anybody else. Always be yourself and continue to be a great role model, and best of luck.
Well, I know you've done that. You've been yourself, very personable, very approachable, and that means a lot. I know you said you're going to junior college. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm going to start out at Crowder College in Neosho.
Do you feel like this experience as Queen for a year has given you some life-building experiences?
Oh, definitely. I've gotten lots of opportunities to meet new people and engage in conversations with several different officials and high-up people. So it's really given me an insight on kind of a business perspective and how to be sociable and how to talk on stage and things like that. So it's really helped me encourage my inspiration for agriculture and continue my career into that.
You will hear more of this interview at a later date. With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.